For EPR, if the momentum of B is an element of reality, then a momentum measurement on particle A cannot affect B. It merely allows the calculation of the momentum that particle B has independently of any measurement. EPR's reality criterion assumes that if particles A and B exert no physical force on each other, then whatever happens to one cannot disturb the other. However, according to Bohr, since A and B had once interacted before traveling apart, they were forever entwined as parts of a single system and could not be treated individually as two separate particles. Hence, subjecting A to a momentum measurement was practically the same as performing a direct measurement on B, leading instantly to it having a well-defined momentum. Bohr agreed that there was no mechanical disturbance of particle B due to an observation of particle A. Like EPR, he too excluded the possibility of any physical force, a push or pull, acting at a distance. However, if the reality of the position or momentum of particle B is determined by measurements performed on particle A, then there appears to be some instantaneous influence at a distance. This violates locality, that what happens to A cannot instantaneously affect B, and separability, that A and B exist independently of each other. Both concepts lay at the heart of the EPR argument and Einstein's view of an observer-independent reality. However, Bohr maintained that a measurement of particle A somehow instantaneously influences particle B. He did not expand on the nature of this mysterious influence on the very conditions which define the possible types of predictions regarding the further behavior of the system. Bohr concluded that since these conditions constitute an inherent element of the description of any phenomenon to which the term physical reality can be properly attached, we see that the argumentation of the mentioned authors does not justify their conclusion that quantum mechanical description is essentially incomplete. Einstein mocked Bohr's voodoo forces and spooky interactions. "It seems hard to look into the cards of the Almighty," he wrote later, "but I won't for 1 minute believe that he throws dice or uses telepathic devices, as he is being credited with by the present quantum theory." He told Born that physics should represent reality in time and space, free from spooky action at a distance. The EPR paper expressed Einstein's view that the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum theory and the existence of an objective reality were incompatible. He was right, and Bohr knew it.